It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the 100th episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell. I can't believe I've done 100 podcast episodes so far. And I have to tell you, I absolutely love doing these podcasts, both making the videos for YouTube as well as putting the podcast out on Anchor and all the other different platforms that that it goes to. So since it's the 100th episode of our podcast, I wanted to kind of come back and reintroduce myself to everybody, reintroduce myself to the people that watch and listen all the time, and to welcome in new viewers, new listeners, so they have an idea of who I am and why I do exactly what I do. So with that said, if you don't already know, my name is Nick Russell, and I own a marketing company called Rustech Media, hence the name Let's Chat with Rustech. Now, it's funny, as far as the name of the podcast goes, obviously Rustech from the company, and Let's Chat was kind of something that from day one when I started the company, it was kind of a something that I used very often. And it was very early on. I used to, you know, let's chat about this, let's chat about that. So it kind of fit perfectly with the podcast. Now, I'll talk about the company and all that in a second, but I want to kind of give you a background and a little story of how I kind of came to be, how I got to this spot in my life and in my career and in my business. Now, I've mentioned this before on podcast. When it came to schooling, whether that had been grade school, high school, and even into university, I absolutely hated learning. I hated it. Reading was a struggle. I just didn't have the patience for it back then. So I would always find the easiest way to make my way through life. Now, that created some difficulties that I had to overcome a little bit later on in life, but I always went for the easiest and quickest thing I could do to just to kind of keep moving forward and get out of school because I didn't want to be there. And that kind of led me down a manufacturing path. Now, in the late 90s, when I was in school, kind of giving my age away now, but when I was in school in the late 90s, the biggest thing in our area here in Windsor was manufacturing, tool and die, and in that kind of industry, even the automotive industry, it was just booming, and that's where the money was to be made. So I listened to my parents, and I went down that path. I did the manufacturing courses, the drafting courses, the automotive courses, and I ended up in tool and die. As fun as it was with the people that I met, and really enjoyed the money I made, I was miserable. I would work at five or six in the morning, and I'd be there till 5, 6, 7 at night sometimes. We were so busy, and I was miserable. I absolutely hated what I did. Being in a dark shop, just shut up from the world, and just nonstop working as hard as we possibly could just to get these tools and all these things out. So one of the shops that I was at saw how upset and miserable I was on a daily basis, and they gave me an opportunity to move into the office. And that was kind of cool. I kind of got into helping the engineers with designs. So they taught me CAD and things like that. And I was kind of thrust into all the little jobs. I was the guy in the crib, handing out tools, documenting what was in and out. So I kind of got to learn systems and not quite automation, but I got to learn how to create systems. And that's kind of where my design side came in too, because I actually got to design actually Microsoft Access of all programs, a system where people could clock in, clock out, record all of the jobs they were working on. So the payroll department knew how to pay all the people on the floor. So I got to design an entire software package that went from the shop floor to the office and the payroll manager. And that kind of thrust me into the IT side of things, which really got me into the networking side of things, where I could network an entire office from the shop floor to the office. Now, that was fun for a while, but kind of the late 90s, early 2000s, that industry really, really slowed down. So it was kind of a good and a bad thing for me. Obviously, I was one of the lower seniority guys, and especially I wasn't on the floor, so I was one of the ones that got laid off, which thrusted me into an IT career. And I did that for a while until one of the shops was, again, slow, and I got laid off. And while I was doing that, I was helping a friend out at the University of Windsor as a paramedic. So I got all my training. I actually got my EMTB from the US, and unfortunately I couldn't be a paramedic here unless I went to school. And that's kind of where the crossroad hit for me. So leaving the IT industry, I wanted to go back to school. Obviously needed money. So I got a part-time job at the beer store while I went back to school to become a paramedic. Now, that was a whole lot of fun. Absolutely, at the time, loved the beer store. I met so many great people. I have really great friends from that still to this day, including the current president of the beer store, Tim Ross, who was a mentor for a very, very long time, a good portion of my life while I was moving up the ranks in the beer store. Unfortunately, the beer store didn't work out for me, but what I got out of that set me up for the rest of my life. Now, if you haven't heard the story of how I started the business, it started at the beer store. Now, with the beer store, I spent 16 years from part-time to permanent part-time to full-time to eventually management. And while I kind of climbed the ranks at the retail level, I wanted to do everything and anything I could to get my name out there. I wanted everybody in the company to know who I was. I was a real go-getter in the beer store, in that industry. And one of the ways I did that was I started to volunteer for the Returns for Leukemia bottle drive. It was a bottle drive that the beer store and its union, the UFCW, put together to raise money for the Leukemia Society of Canada. The first little bit was just organizing our store and collecting funds on the American May long weekend. So after our long weekend, now it's your chance to build up your empties. And then the following weekend, the last weekend in May, was when we hosted the bottle drive all across Ontario. Now, another store manager and I, after the first couple of years, we started to compete to see who could raise more money. And that's kind of when things clicked for both of us, that we needed to work together instead of competing, and kind of, instead of working on our stores, work for the entire district. So we worked together slowly, planning different events, organizing all of our volunteers in a pool that we could put to multiple stores. And this ended up becoming a company-wide initiative as well. But we kind of started in this Windsor, Chatham, Sarnia kind of area, took off and was an initiative that beer store took on for the entire province. We were the coordinators for the entire bottle drive. Now, we needed a way to promote. And what better way to promote than to use social media? And that's kind of one of the things that I started was a Twitter page, or like our Twitter account. I eventually went to Facebook and Instagram, as well as the actual print media. We went to the radio stations and TVs. Now, between the two of us, I was the more energetic one. And I love being in front of the camera. So I took on the role of the on-air personality for our area. I got to work with TV and radio quite often, as well as setting up stuff for social media. And he eventually took that over for a little while. Now, fast forward a few more years, and unfortunately, it was easier to let me go over one of the union employees when the two of us had a disagreement. More on that if you're actually a part of our email list, but we'll get to that later. But when I got let go, I was given a golden handshake and sent on my way. And it gave me some time to reflect on everything that I'd learned at the beer store before that. And looking back, seeing all the systems I used to create with and the tool and die and all that, all the networking experience that I got in the IT world and translating that to other aspects and other ways to network. And then the social media side of things, the marketing side of things from the beer store and Leukemia Society, things started to fall into place. And that's kind of where I wanted to take my next adventure, was in marketing. And that's how the company started. Luckily enough, I had a friend, a very good friend of mine, who started a business, and he was gracious enough to let me help him market his business. So that's kind of where things took off there. Now, when it came down to naming the company, that was a whole ordeal in itself. Like, I wanted to stand out in it, but I wanted a name and something that meant something to me personally. So after a lot of thought and different ideas, different logo designs and sketches, and the light bulb went off. I had a brilliant idea, and that was the end of it. Back in high school, I used to build computers for family, friends, neighbors, you name it. And if anybody needed help installing, back then it was like Windows 95 or 98, or they had any software issues, I was the guy to call. So I started a company called Rust Tech Computers, the tech side of it, and then the first half of my last name. Well, the light bulb went off randomly, and that's kind of when I thought, well, that's the perfect name. I want to kind of use something that I'd used many, many years ago, and I'm going to continue that because it has meaning for me, right? And as far as the logo, the light bulb going off my head was absolutely perfect, because I want to continue to use all the ideas that I come up with for my clients and for all of the content I create for them. And I want them to have that light bulb moment, that aha moment when I'm teaching something. So that's kind of where that started. Now, as far as where we're going, where I want to take Rust Tech, obviously the base is in marketing and social media. And I love that side of things, but I'm slowly transitioning now into funnels and the ClickFunnels world and that whole side of it. So you're going to see a lot coming up in regards to funnel building, email marketing, and storytelling. That is kind of where we're taking the next phase of Rust Tech. So hopefully you stay tuned, and I hope that I can give you enough value where you can take all of this and start marketing for yourself, for your business, for your brand, whatever the case may be. I want to be there to help you along the way and give you all of the tools and resources you need to kind of get started. And what I'll do is I'm going to give you two links below. And the first two major resources that really catapulted my business from beginner to where we're at now was the .com Secrets and Expert Secret book by Russell Brunson. which basically lays out the framework to get started. So more on that in the next clip. But hopefully you enjoyed my story. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. And I can't wait to provide more value for you as we move forward. So thanks for tuning in. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. I want to give you a free book. Now, this book that I want to give you is probably one of the best books I've ever read. And it's a book that I use constantly, not only as just a great read, but I use it as a textbook in my business every single day. That's a book by Russell Brunson called .com Secrets. It's the first book he wrote in the series, the trilogy that he wrote with .com Secrets, Expert Secrets, and Traffic Secrets. Now, these three books combined, to me, is better than any university education when it comes to marketing. It is filled with everything you need to know to market your business. And I want to give you .com Secrets for free right now. So all you have to do is click the link in the description of this podcast or YouTube video, and you will see the link to get your free version of .com Secrets. And believe me, you will not be disappointed. This is one of the best books I've ever read. Hopefully you enjoy .com Secrets, and I'll chat with you again next week.